Good evening, fellow brethren in the Lord. Tonight we shall ponder over the words of the Apostle Peter, as found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 12. I shall read from verse 3 onwards. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yes, dear brethren, you know these truths and have been established in it. But now the Apostle Peter, knowing that his end was coming soon, as predicted by the Lord Jesus, that he will die as a martyr for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he know that owing to his age and also the prediction of Jesus, he wanted to remind his hearers that they are to prepare themselves to live holy and godly lives in the face of the problems and perplexities of the end times. Yes, the Apostle Peter say he is determined not to be negligent, to warn and to exhort. He remembered what the Lord Jesus spoke to him in the Gospel of John. Lovest thou me, feed my lamb. Lovest thou me, feed my sheep. Lovest thou me, feed my sheep. So he has not forgotten. He remembered the words of the Lord Jesus. And so he now turned his attention to his hearers during these very dark and difficult days. We are also living in very dark and difficult days, reaching to the end of the age very soon. And as the Lord Jesus predicted the sign of the end of the age, there will be false Christs, false teachers, false prophets, and there will be widespread immorality. Iniquity shall abound. There will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be earthquakes in diverse places, pestilence, epidemic, pandemic. So these are the problems and perplexities of the end times, which we all now face, not only in terms of the fear of the escalating war in the Middle East, but also of economic hardship which will come upon us. The second point is, what do we do in the face of all these problems and perplexities? What do we do? Yes, there must be a plan of action. There must be preparation. So the Apostle Peter said, I will not be negligent. If he did not warn his hearers, he is negligent. And he wants the hearers to be diligent in the plan of action to prepare themselves for these dark and difficult days. So he begins by asking them to prepare themselves by adding to your faith, adding to your precious faith. The Apostle Peter calls our faith a precious faith. It is a justifying faith, of faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ, repentance towards God. Yes, this is a precious faith. You should jealously guard it, because it is by the divine power that God has given to us. And this power is to enable us to do all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Titus 2 verse 12 mentions of the how we should live holy and godly lives in this present day. So Titus 2 verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Yes, the plan of action, the preparation is, firstly, we must be diligent. Put every effort, and you must count on the divine power of God. Your individual effort will not be sufficient. You will have to rely on the divine power of God, who has promised to give us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. We all are partakers of the divine nature of God. Yes, further on in the second Peter, he tells us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We often quote this verse, whether we send a greeting to our friend, whether we want to exhort somebody, we always say, may you grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, faith. The faith is the golden chain where you have to hang these seven jewels of Christian virtue. Firstly, he mentions that you are to have moral uprightness, virtue. The second Christian virtue is spiritual knowledge, a deep, intimate heart knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, and the knowledge is found in the scriptures. And then it is also by instruction from our Holy Spirit of God. So Peter firstly confirms to his hearers that what he is teaching them and sharing with them is the infallible and inerrant word of God. And Peter said he was an eyewitness at the transfiguration, where he heard the voice of God say that Jesus was his beloved son, in whom he was well pleased. Yes, it is a powerful testimony of the living and true God, who has spoken to say that Jesus Christ has come into the world to save us. Secondly, he talks of the more sure word of prophecy. Yes, this is the inspired, inerrant word of God. And then we have to have the third Christian virtue, self-control, temperance. And we have to be sober. We should have self-control. And number four, we should have patience, perseverance in the light of the persecution which will fall upon Christians as they hold on to the testimony of Jesus Christ and will not yield to the Satan and to all his angels who are working in the Antichrist. Yes, we must have perseverance and patience in the midst of suffering. We must daily be godly. Piety and reverence towards God is important. There is so much irreverence towards God in the language of everyone. They have spoken all kinds of blasphemous words against our holy God. Yes, the sixth jewel is brotherly kindness, which is the fervent, practical caring for others' needs. You see a brother or a sister in need, and you have this practical fervent, not a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. And finally, love, charity. It is a selfless agape love. Yes, it is a desire for the highest good of others. So when you have firstly identified the dangers, perplexities that will come upon this earth, then you prepare yourself. You must be diligent. Diligent to add on to your faith all these seven virtues which Peter has described. Yes, if you do all these things, the promise is that you will be able to, will not be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, if you are not diligent and you do not add on to your Christian faith, you will be either blind or short-sighted. You cannot see clearly. You cannot see afar. You have forgotten the price Christ paid at Calvary for you. He shed his precious blood to redeem us with his own precious blood. Yes, we should make sure of our calling and election. And therefore, once we are confident of our calling and election, we will never fall. And then once our success will end up in an abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful exhortation the Apostle Peter has given to his hearers in these dark and difficult days, not only in the time of Peter, but now, as we face so many problems in the world and in our families, we shall never fear. We shall not flinch from it, but we will stand and we will look to God and pray for him to give us these seven virtues. So may God bless us with his word, that Lord, we shall always be found faithful until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee that amidst all the troubles in the world, to be led astray. We thank thee, Father, that you have taught us in your word. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So, Lord, we claim your promise that you will always be with us and your Holy Spirit will instruct us in the scriptures, and that, Lord, you will sanctify us through thy word. So, Lord, we pray this night that you will comfort us to know that we are your called and your elect, and that, Lord, we should be diligent in these last days, that we should live holy and godly lives in preparation for the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.